We're losing ground in the global war against hunger. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide-brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Efforts to address world hunger have not kept up with the growth of the hunger problem. A group called CGIAR is working the problem, and its executive managing director, Ismahan Elawafi, says 2.3 billion persons are now food insecure.
The numbers in terms of malnutrition, the numbers in terms of poverty, it's really going worse in the last few years. It's not only COVID, it's not only the Ukraine war. It's much more than that.
Elawafi says innovation is the answer.
Could we make it better? Definitely. How so? Science, technology, and innovation. And we have seen in over the last 60 years how the use of technologies, innovation, made particularly in high-income country to produce more with less.
Elawafi says crop breeding is key to solving the problem.
We use a technology like gene editing to breed them very quickly, and that breeding quickly in species could go from 15 years to about 3 to 4 years, and it used to cost about 100 million per variety, could cost about 5 million per variety. So you got speed, and you got also cost saving.
And says Elawafi, we need to spend more on ag research globally. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.